You have aligned to Wisconsin's champion spellers here on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent, and prepare to be humbled. They're advancing to the Scripps National Spelling Bee. They're veterans, been there before. Preliminary rounds for the National Bee are set for June in a virtual format. Final rounds, take place in July in Orlando. Did you participate in a spelling bee? How did it go? What word tripped you up? 800-642-1234. Emmanuel Govias is an eighth grader at North Middle School in Menominee Falls. He won the co-champion title after 20 rounds in the Badger State Spelling Bee. This will be his third trip to nationals. Emmanuel, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Good morning.
Good morning. We also have Maya Jadoff, who is a seventh grader at Eagle School in Fitchburg and co-champion of the Badger State Spelling Bee. This will be her third trip to nationals as well. Maya, welcome back.
Good morning.
Good morning. And good morning to Brad Williams, who's been the pronouncer for the State Bee for more than 40 years and was a state champion himself way back when. Brad, welcome to you.
Way back when. Thank you very much.
We can just leave it at that, right? No. So as pronouncer, you speak the words out loud for the speller, but explain for us the full role of the pronouncer.
The pronouncer is the person with all of the words, which in our bees, the Badger Bee, are provided by the Scripps Company, which runs the National Spelling Bee. And they give us the words and anything else that the spellers want to know about those words. And Emmanuel and Maya can tell you they are in the habit of asking a lot of questions. The language of origin, or what part of speech it is, can you use it in a sentence, which I normally do. Also, are there other pronunciations that might give you a clue, and such as in the case of the language of origin, if it's French or it's Spanish at all, that could tell you how a word is spelled. So I have all that information, and the judges are also there to tell us if the word is spelled correctly. And we're there to help the spellers to make sure that they know exactly what we're going for and to steer them in the direction. And in many cases, they don't need that much help from us because they've studied very intensely.
Well, it sounds like you have to do a bit of studying yourself on these words and pronounce them correctly.
You do have to go over the list. They give us the list ahead of time, a few weeks, and so we check the pronunciations and see how they are used if we're not familiar with them. And in many cases, the average person watching a spelling bee might not know all the words that the spellers can sometimes seemingly just say, just like that. We know it.
Well, Maya, how have you prepared for these bees, and how do you go into a bee? What is your frame of mind?
I just try to stay calm, and when I go into a bee, I know that I can't do any more studying. I've already done my best while studying, so I just try to be calm and remember what I've practiced before.
Yeah. Do you have any tips for us or how to shake off nerves or those butterflies in the stomach? How do you keep your cool?
Well, if you have like butterflies in your stomach, you could like drink water or maybe think about other things when it's not your turn.
Okay. Emmanuel, how do you prepare for spelling bees and especially going into the national competition?
Yeah. So first of all, there's a list that is given to us by the Scripps Company, and I first try to make that as thorough as I can, and after that I try to look at some, like, learn some word roots and also rules of specific language of origins.
So those lists that come from Scripps, is that the words of the champions, that 4,000 word list?
Yeah, that's correct.
Oh my goodness. How do you go about studying 4,000 words?
Well, I always try to do the whole thing just a few times and then take the words that are the most challenging to me and then just keep doing those over again.
So a lot of repetition. Is that helpful to repeat?
Yeah, for me, if it's in my, like, head, if I do repetition, it'll get in my head, so.
Yeah. We're talking with Emmanuel Govias and Maya Jadoff, who are both co-champions of the Badger State Spelling Bee qualifying for the Scripps National Spelling Bee. Brad Williams is here as well, the pronouncer for the Badger State Spelling Bee. You can join in. Have you been part of a bee? Maybe you are a parent of a spelling bee participant. How did they get involved? How do you help prepare them for competition? 800-642-1234. So Brad, what do you see out of the competition? What was the competition like this year in a pandemic year?
In a pandemic year, we had to make some adjustments. The Badger Bee organizers, also the CESAs, around the state, because I pronounced the CESA for the La Crosse area as well, that we had to go virtual. We had the spellers generally either at their homes or at their schools and joining us online. And so we could see everybody at once and had to make sure that they muted their microphones when they weren't spelling so we didn't get any distracting background noise. And it was not the same kind of drama and perhaps tension that you would get if they're all sitting next to each other on a stage, but it was still dramatic as well. And by this time next year, maybe we'll be back to having everybody on a stage, but adapting it this way was a little challenging and interesting as well.
Oh, I just love that atmosphere and that drama of walking up behind the microphone. You know, take us back to 1969 when you were 12 years old. How did it feel for you to participate in the state spelling bee?
It was something that didn't surprise me. I had been winning the classroom spelling bees for a few years, and I had just a couple of years of participation at the B level, which leads up to the Badger B and also the National B. And I wasn't that worried, and I perhaps did not spend nearly as much time studying as the spellers do today, because they've seen the B nationally and they may have seen movies about spelling bees. And I just myself took it for granted that I knew the words. I wasn't terribly concerned. Maybe I should have been a little more. I did get to the fourth round in the Nationals, and in those days they only had 73 spellers from around the country competing. It is much more popular than that today. They have hundreds. I think the last Live Bee in 2019 was 700 or 800 students, and many of them could also qualify through a program that if you didn't win your local B, you could still qualify saying, well, I've done this and that, and they would send you to Washington too, or this year to Orlando. But it was a very fascinating thing to do. I love the B. I have actually been able to go back to Washington a couple of times as a spectator and see how that goes now, and it is a really good time.
Oh, Maya, what does it feel like to go to Washington and, you know, be part of that spectacle of the National Bee?
It's really exciting, and it's so exciting to meet all the different spellers and just have the experience on the stage. It doesn't matter like how I do at that point. It's just the experience is so good. And I'm a little disappointed that it's only going to be the top 10 in person this year. But it's still going to be fun.
Oh, top 10 in person in Orlando at Disney, I understand. Emmanuel, what is it like for you to go to Washington and be part of that national spectacle with all of those students from around the country?
Yeah, it's a really good experience. Going there is always, really fun, to be around so many other talented spellers. And spelling on the national stage is also a really good experience.
Well, you know, just for the mood here, we're going to try out a word. And this is open to everyone, our callers as well. The word is sheathed. It's a verb that means to cover with something that protects. An example of sheathed used in a sentence is Sometimes shipbuilders sheathe a ship's bottom with copper for extra protection from barnacles and other threats. How do you spell sheathed? And we'll get to that. Emmanuel Govias and Maya Jadoff are co-champions of the Badger State Spelling Bee. Brad Williams, the Bee's pronouncer. You can join in on sheathed or anything else on spelling bees. Are you a parent? How did you get involved? What do you do to prepare? Do you make an event out of watching the scripts be on ESPN like we do at our house? Oh my gosh. Join in 800-642-1234. Back in a minute with Champion Spellers here on the Ideas Network. We've rounded up Wisconsin's champion spellers, and we're learning what makes them tick here on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. How many hours does a student have to study words to do well at the National Spelling Bee? The Words of the Champions, as we've been talking about, is the official study resource with 4,000 words. Have you studied the list? What are your memories of spelling bees? 800-642-1234. We have 7th grader Maya Jadoff of Eagle School in Fitchburg and 8th grader Emmanuel Govias from North Middle School in Menominee Falls. They're co-champions qualifying for the National Bee. And pronouncer of the Badger State Spelling Bee, Brad Williams, stays with us. Mark is joining us from Wauwatosa and wants to take a stab at sheathed. Go ahead, Mark.
Okay, S-H-E-A-T-H.
Uh-huh. Can you keep going?
That's it.
Sheathed. See, Brad, how do you make sure you can hear every single syllable? What am I doing wrong?
I thought you did well. We just had to emphasize
that this was a past tense.
Oh.
Especially the way you said it in the sentence was fine, but, okay. But it is a past tense in this case.
How does that help you out, Mark? Past tense.
Okay, I'll try S-H-E-A-T-H-E-D.
There we go. Brad, I've got some serious work to do here. Mark.
Well, keep going at it.
Mark, what do you think of spelling bees?
Oh, I used to love them in elementary school. I remember my friend Danny Smith would beat me in the spelling bee, and I'd be so disappointed. But
oh, dear. Emmanuel, what do you do with friends? Do they help you out? Are they your teammates, or does this get really competitive?
No, a lot of the time they're actually just there to support me and congratulate me.
Yeah, yeah. What about you, Maya? Is it hard to have friends who are also trying to do the same thing?
Not really. Like Emmanuel said, it's mostly they just encourage me and support me. Yeah.
Maya, how do you feel about a word you've missed? What goes through your head?
Well, I guess there's nothing I can do about that word now, but I'll remember it forever if I got it wrong before.
Yeah, yeah. What about you, Emmanuel? How do you talk through that afterward feeling when you've missed that last word, you've missed a word?
Yeah, I mean, when you've just gotten a word you don't know, I mean, oftentimes you just will feel like a little unlucky that you got that word. But yeah, like Maya said, it's something you won't really forget.
You don't forget. Does it get easier spelling? Does it ever get easier, Emmanuel?
I think the more words you like study and see, and the more work you put in each day, the more words you end up covering. Yeah, I think there's a chance you will have seen a word you get. You will have seen it before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Maya, do you organize words into lists or any type of lists when you're studying?
Yeah, usually I have like a big list, which I do a couple times. And then like once I've identified which ones I don't know, I just practice that list again. And usually it's just a bunch of revision lists that I keep going on.
Yeah. So Brad, you know, oftentimes in the movies, you know, one of our perennial favorites at home is Aquila and the Bee. We love that movie, but Do these kids have spelling coaches in the real world? Are there coaches who do this?
There are definitely spelling coaches. Around the time I was in the B, one of the national winners, I think the next year, had a coach who had been helping her out for 3 years. So that I think was considered a bit rare back in those days. It's probably a lot more common now, because I know that there are people in Wisconsin who perform as coaches and are able to help some of the spellers who get into the Badger program.
Yeah. Maya, what about a coach for you? Do you have one?
Yeah, I do have a coach. And while I'm on here, I just wanted to say thank you to my coach.
Aww.
And also thank you to my dad for preparing all of my work lists.
Oh, I love that. Emmanuel, who would you like to thank?
Well, I mean, first of all, I would thank my family for always supporting me and helping me with words. And then all my teachers throughout the years, and also my principals, especially the learning specialists in my school district, which is Mrs. Lee and Mrs. Wolf. They've also helped me a lot throughout the years.
Oh, that's wonderful. May I ask, do you have a coach?
I wouldn't say necessarily I have a coach. A lot of the credit goes to my parents, because my dad usually creates a study plan so I can stay organized and on task with what I'm doing. And my mom is usually the one who quizzes me on the words that I do.
Yeah, it sounds like you have to be really organized to do this, and, you know, pretty determined and disciplined.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Do you ever want to not, I mean, do you ever have to coax yourself into studying, or, you know, try to get yourself to do it and, you know, put a little carrot in front of yourself, give yourself a little incentive?
Well, normally it's like something that I like want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And if I ever feel like it's getting like too much a day, I always feel it's important to take a break.
Okay, yeah, take a break. We're talking with Emmanuel Govias and Maya Jadoff. They're co-champions of the Badger State Spelling Bee. Brad Williams is here, pronouncer for the Badger State Spelling Bee. You can join in with your questions. Maybe you got a word to stump these champions. 800-642-1234. Yeah, you know, give it a try. Brad, you know, tell us about the road to the Scripps National Spelling Bee and how that all works and comes together. Can you kind of give us that timeline?
Just about every school has classroom spelling bees during the year. And what happens with most of the students are right around the first part of the year, or maybe even earlier, they'll have the classroom bees, and usually the school will have an organized bee of its own that will determine who goes on to the next level. As I said, there are CESA programs around Wisconsin that have the regional spelling bees in the different CESA locations, Madison, La Crosse, and Milwaukee, and they choose certain students to go on to the Badger Bee, which usually has about 40 or 50 spellers in it each year. And this year, we have three spellers. There's a third speller who did not finish first, but is also a qualifier for the Nationals. And as I said earlier, they can get very many hundreds of spellers from around the country with sponsoring groups to qualify for the preliminaries. And this year, of course, they are going to narrow it down to about 10 students to actually go in person to Orlando for the finals.
Wow. So that's really going to just be difficult to get to Orlando if you've got all of these students from around the country and then narrowing it down to just a handful.
It is, it's easier, I guess, than we think, is that if they go through the written test, which is what we had to do here in the Badger Bee this year, it was a two-step process, which it normally isn't. Usually we would have the 40 or 50 students on stage in Madison. This year we had, on the Thursday before the finals, we had the 50 spellers take a written test, and the top qualifiers, the 10 from that who had the highest scores, went on to the finals that we did online on that Saturday.
Ah, all right. So trying to get a little more creative here in the pandemic. Maya, as we wrap up, can you share any advice for other kids who would like to practice their spelling? What would you suggest?
I would just say that if you study hard and have fun, then you should do pretty well.
All right. And Emmanuel, any tips you can share for other kids on spelling?
Yeah, just like Maya said, if you can work hard and, you know, enjoy the process, then you will be able to achieve like great things and have fun at the same time.
Well, Emmanuel and Maya, best of luck. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
And Brad, thank you for being here.
Everybody have fun. Good luck to our finalists who are going on to the Nationals, and happy spelling.
Happy spelling. Let's leave it at that. Brad Williams, pronouncer, Emmanuel Govius, and Maya Jadup, co-champions of the Badger State Spelling Bee. News update is next. Stay with us on the Ideas Network.